WFTF, W Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
David, hope you're doing well. Hope the storms last night didn't wake you up.
Mountain did. I kind of woke up a few hours ago, but I don't recall hearing thunder or anything. Yeah, I'm in here on my second cup of coffee.
At about 11:30 last night up here in Greer, man, it was coming to flood. A bad thunderstorm.
Sound like you've been getting a good bit of rain, but haven't really got all that much thunderstorms. Now the weatherman says we might get some tomorrow morning.
It's just a rainy week, right?
It looks like it's gonna rain pretty much all week. Might clear off some, you know, this coming weekend.
I'm over here on 290 now, fixing to come down to 29 here in Greer, so we'll see.
I live down here on the south end of the county off of 25, and it seems like through the week, it don't matter what time of day I get out there on 25, it seems like there's a lot more traffic than there used to be.
Where you look, they're building a new subdivision. I remember when I went down 290 going to the little convenience landfill and that, and never passed another car. Now it's just a string of cars.
When I was a kid, I'd get in that Mustang of mine and leave Lexington and go to Greer if it was nighttime. And, you know, I had the road to myself. That don't happen no more.
Now we were coming back. I forget where we were, but it was like 9 o'clock at night. We were coming down 85, and it's like, man, it was so busy, it was unbelievable.
You go to North Myrtle Beach every year, and if we got over on 95, it best be how fast you was driving that you get run over.
A little bit right now over here, but traffic looks like.
Well, I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee. Probably some of the other guys will be in here shortly. You be careful out there, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
David, you have a good one. Thanks for coming back to me, and I'll catch you another morning. KN4TFW. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, David. Sorry I missed you. I just came in at the tail end of what you were saying there. But, just getting started this morning. Just finished my stop up at 90 and just headed down 85.
Late rain here in Greer right now, but, man, 11:30 last night, it was coming a terrible thunderstorm.
I'm actually coming up on exit 80 here, but, it's dry up here, not coming down. Road is going to be wet spots, but... I guess I'll join the rain down there when I get a little further south.
Hopefully it'll be a nice, good day. Maybe it won't be too much rain this afternoon.
Rainy season to get behind us, that's for sure. But now we have another tropical storm that's kind of moving in this direction. They're not expecting it to make landfall on the mainland, but you never know.
I can't hardly stand to watch it when they start doing those things. They always show you what they think, and then they show you what the European model thinks, and it's always the European model is closer to correct. I don't know why they don't just use that one.
It's true, but for some of them, the European model is more accurate, but I think there's more satellite data goes into the European model because they're using more satellites from countries that we aren't exactly friends with. So most of the models, show it making the turn to the north long before it gets to the mainland. So not too worried about it.
I'll agree that it's gonna turn, so that'll be a good thing. Probably not good for Bermuda.
For northern Caribbean islands might get a little bit too, but, you know, they're used to it, so they'll be fine.
It's a little bit light here this morning, KN4TFW.
Found either. It's definitely not heavy. Yeah, hopefully it stays calm like this for the rest of the ride in W2JKT. Our 16-year-old passed his technician exam last night.
Now we just gotta wait for them to give him a call sign, right?
We gotta get the email that says we gotta go pay, and then after we pay, we'll get the call sign.
The things have changed. I think I paid right then when I took my test. Took it on a Saturday and had a call sign by noon on Monday.
The FCC started charging $35 for a ham radio license.
A KQ or a Kilo Romeo?
It'll be a Kilo Romeo.
A radio to put in a... Well, he don't have his license, so he don't have to worry about putting it in the car.
A car or a license yet, so, you know, nothing for that, but... Yeah, we'll get him a handheld that he can walk around with.
4ZLE Mobile. Good morning, guys.
Anthony, how are you doing this morning?
Morning, Anthony. WTJKT, how are you?
Okay, he's a little wifey, still under the weather, but I got a little bit late start this morning. Overslept a little bit. It's the first time I've done that in a while. But congrats on the kiddo getting his tech license. That's pretty awesome. Love to see the kiddos get involved and keep the hobby going. That's awesome.
Well, Professor, let's not talk about getting involved yet. He has very little interest in actually doing it, but I kind of, you know, convinced him to take the test, and then he passed it. He studied for it and passed it, but he still doesn't have much interest in actually doing any operating.
Changed the bug about it eventually. Did all of us. Hey, yeah, I got Angela. She's wanting to go get hers now, too, so. But hopefully we can get her in and get her to take it.
If I stop anytime soon, I need to cut grass.
I managed to get mine cut on Saturday when we had that dry day, but it already needs it again because of all the rain.
Got a doggone jungle in my yard. Got to kind of be afraid you get lost.
Hear from Ripple about when they can come install our fiber optic internet.
6 weeks after Loomis did the groundwork and that before somebody came out to install it.
6 weeks, but I saw a guy out there just up the street doing something with one of the boxes. I think he was putting in a splice for somebody, so hopefully they're getting down close to my way. When we get the new fiber put in, there'll be low enough latency that I can do some USB over IP and do some more remote ham radio stuff for my office.
And the speeds, and mine was, you know, set a gig up and a gig down, so that was pretty good, and I know we're not having any issues right now.
2 gig up and 2 gig down, but the latency plays into stuff like USB over IP, you know, correlated in time. So if there's a lot of packet latency, then the audio, you know, the digital mode audio won't work well over the internet link. But I'm hoping that the upstream on the fiber side will be very low latency and won't have that issue. A bit thick here on the southbound side. Okay. Under 129 right now.
You're at 68.
I couldn't see the milepost because I'm in the left lane, but, yeah, under 129 and then coming up on, 68 sounds about right.
3 miles out from getting on at the 66.
Yeah, we're a little bit far coming up on northbound on the 18. I said I'm running a little bit later this morning than I normally am.
I'm in for 29 now, exit 66.
Finally stopped. Trying to figure out all these Medicare plans. I gotta do something starting in October.
Picking up a little bit.
Me and Susan been looking at the Medicare plans because I gotta do something in October. she got signed up, and I kept mine, my work insurance one more extra year to keep her covered. Now I gotta switch to something.
It's hilarious that even though you're on quote-unquote Medicare, you still have to buy insurance.
Like it's gonna cost me. I mean, I could get, it's $185 just for the Medicare, and then if you want something to cover all that they're not gonna cover, that's another $130.
On the treadmill for as long as I can.
Exercising at the, you know, at the gym at work, at least 30 minutes every day and that, but not getting on the treadmill, but I mean, I'm usually 14,000 steps a day.
A metaphorical treadmill of always having bills to pay and never being able to escape it.
Not gonna stop. We were looking and it's like, man, but if everything was paid off, I'm still, you know, $500 a month just in taxes and insurance on my house.
You don't own anything free and clear anymore. $100 this month to do the property tax and registration for all my cars.
That's month for us.
Silly. I like it. My old 99.5 C71, I just paid the taxes on it. $17.86. I love it. It's an older truck, but, you know, it's much cheaper to maintain.
Taxes on my truck are only about $100, but I got to pay $500 a year because I'm registered for the additional weight. I got to pay for my camper's weight on my truck, whether I pull it or not.
Mine's it's a half ton. I can pull much more than it's supposed to and have done it. But yeah, I know how that is.
Can you tag if you need to pull your camper?
That tag is only good for like 11,000 pounds combined, and I'm about 18,000 with my camper. So I've got to pay that registration fee, you know, for the against the weighted tag, even if I never pull the camper, which I haven't in about a year. So. I thought about just getting a regular tag, but then if I do pull the camper and get pulled over, I'd be in big trouble.
Fine. I know the camper's five. I don't know how much my 1500 Ram weighs on that, but I must be getting close loaded up.
With mine right now, I'm really pulling one of the boats or utility trailers, but haven't had to worry about it. Looking for that.
8,000, and my camper is also about 8,000. And then, you know, you add payload and stuff. So I did the 16 plus a couple thousand dollars or a couple thousand pounds for payload, and you know, settled on 18. And I was paying that back in South Carolina too. But yeah, the North Carolina, the 18,000 pounds is $500 a year. Talking about all those bills, you know, property taxes, insurance, stuff like that. Our homeowners insurance doubled after Helene last year, twice what it was the year before, because they're having to recover the cost of all the claims for Helene. And so I got like a couple $100 a month for property tax now, or for insurance, and then another, my property taxes are also a couple $100 a month. And then with all the car stuff, I'm looking at, you know, $6,000 or $7,000 a year just for the property taxes and insurances on things.
There's nothing's free and clear anymore.
All that is about like a doggone mortgage payment a month anyway. The more expensive this gets.
Filed for the homestead exemption since I'm 65. That's going to give me a little bit of relief. They don't want to give you anything really. All they're going to do is not. $50K off the value of my house and tax me on that.
Thanks about living up here on the lake. We've got so many subdivisions and things like that being brought in, running the property values up, so of course it's going to run the property taxes up as well. And it hurts those who've been here for a long time and don't have any plans to sell.
GFW, yeah, with the cost of Medicare and then my house taxes and house insurance, I'm going to be right at $1,000 a month just for that coming out of my Social Security.
I count on getting Social Security when I retire, W-2-J-K-T. 30 is due to become become insolvent about the same year that I retire, I think 2037.
Right.
A little foggy down here around the 32-35 mile marker. Take you
towards the I'm about 20 minutes away, WTJKT.
Up here.
Closer to 32 than 35. Now that I'm getting closer to 35, it's about pretty well gone now.